David's Daily Digital Dollop 307. Well, Fiona, great news, if you are still listening, if you haven't gone off in a huff after your disciplinary hearing a few days ago, I've had an unusual interaction with a taxi driver. It's a bit annoying, actually, because I was thinking of recording my next taxi journey, and I thought, I'll tell you what I'll do, I'll record it. And I sort of wanted to prove the point to Fiona that not every single taxi journey that I take is unusual. You know, the reason it's unusual is because it's different. I sort of just wanted to make that point, so I thought it might be quite funny in a way to edit together a taxi journey and it would just be lots of small talk and quite long periods of silence where you can just hear the sound of the engine. And I thought it would be a little bit comical and it would sort of illustrate the point to Fiona there. But in the end, I didn't record the taxi journey and I rue the day. I rue the day. It was Monday, and I have considered that Monday well and truly rude, as far as I'm concerned. No sooner had I got in the taxi, it was the second I shut the door. We hadn't even pulled away, I hadn't even put my seatbelt on. He just came out with, "You're blind." It was very immediate. There was no small talk beforehand or anything like that. He just said, "You're blind." And I couldn't work out if it was a question or a statement. Maybe he thought that we were playing a game of disability charades or something like that. And he's gone, "Oh, I love a game of disability charades." As we pulled away from the house, he said, "Yeah, you should have said." And I'm like, "What do you mean I should have said? Who should I have said it to?" He said, "You should have said when you rang up." And I was like, "Well, I don't know what you mean. Why would I say anything?" He goes, "Well," and I was like, "Well, I just use the automated system," which is frustrating in itself, because when you ring up the thing, it says, "Why not try downloading our priority booking app?" Which I think is a little bit rude, that you actually make a phone call to the taxi company and it tells you that your booking isn't going to be prioritised. I think that's a little bit cheeky. Why don't you try using our priority booking app? And I think, well, because by the time I've downloaded the app, it's not really going to save me any time, is it? By the time I've logged into the app, said where I want to go, why can't I just make a phone call? But unfortunately, we live in an age now, and I've bemoaned this fact many times on the Dollop, where you can't just get connected straight to a person. You have to speak to a machine first. Why not try downloading our priority booking app? And it says this all the time. And then it says, if you want to be picked up from, and it'll leave an address, please press 1. If you want to be picked up from, please press 2. And it does it. It's really slow the way it does it. It goes, if you'd like to be picked up from, there's a bit of a pause, and then another voice comes in. 49 Sutherland Avenue. I invented an address there, because obviously I know that David's Daily Digital Dollop has quite a few stalkers. I just don't want lots of women round my house and that kind of thing. At the moment, there isn't a vacancy in my harem. I wouldn't bother. So 49 Sutherland Avenue is not my house or the house address of anyone that I know. I just made up an address there. I don't even know Sutherland Avenue. So please don't turn up there. Otherwise, there could be some like bewildered 80-year-old man going, "Oh, there's loads of scantily clad women kneeling at my door." So it sort of does delay for about 2 seconds. And then it has this other voice which goes, 49 Sutherland Avenue. Please press 1. If you want to be picked up from 25 Fisher Street, press 2. And it does this, and it goes through about 4 or 5 options of previous places that I've been picked up on. It takes so long, this particular taxi company, it takes so long. It'd be probably quicker for me to walk to one of these places and just get a taxi from there than it would be for me to go through the actual rigmarole of spending half an hour trying to change the address. Trying to tell this machine which address I actually want to get picked up on. It'd be like, "Well, Sutherland Avenue is about a 10-minute walk. Sutherland Avenue is about a 10-minute walk from where I want to be, but it's going to take me about 15 minutes to actually book this address. In fact, do I even need to get a taxi at all? By the time I book the taxi, I could have walked there." So it's a bit of a ridiculous system. You've sort of got to be on the line for about 2 minutes before you can even do it. And you can't even shortcut the system either. If it says your address first, because it's your home address and it knows, you can't just press 1. And it'll do it. You have to listen to all the other options. And they say, "Please make your selection after the tone." And there's like a 3-second pause and eventually the tone. So I think it's a little bit rude for the taxi company to firstly tell you that your booking isn't prioritised and that people using the app get priority booking, and then make you wait for 5 minutes listening to a bloody machine before you can even book the taxi. And then if your address isn't on the list, you've got to wait for an operator. So it then says at the end, "If you don't want any of these options, please wait. And we'll collect you to an operator." And you've got to wait until they've connected you to an operator. Absolutely ridiculous. So I explained to the taxi driver that the reason I didn't say anything to anyone was because I didn't speak to anybody. I used the bloody automated system that you have to use. And, you know, the next thing I wanted is, "Have you got a disability? If you have a disability, please press 1. So I press 1. Boop. "If you have autism, please press 1. if you have multiple sclerosis. I think there's a problem with the machine. Dodgy programming. Please press 2 for leprosy. Press 3. You know, I could be stood there for absolutely ages. You know, for all I know, blindness might be option 14 or something. So I said, that's the reason I didn't say it. But I said, I don't know, why would I say something anyway? He said, well, you might get priority. I'm like, priority? What, is this some sort of weird rule that if you download the app, you'll get priority? If you're blind, you get priority? I think this taxi company have, you know, really need to sort out the way that they prioritise things. Like, why would I get a taxi first? If I say I want to get a taxi, and they say, well, it'll be half an hour, sir. And I go, oh, I should probably mention that I'm blind. Sorry, sir, we'll be there in 30 seconds. We could break the speed limit for you. We don't even mind paying the speeding fine. So he was quite a strange driver. And then he just asked me a litany of questions about blindness. Why haven't you got a guide dog? So I tried to explain, but he seemed quite adamant that I should have a dog. Oh, you should have a dog. I've seen them. They're absolutely brilliant. You should have a dog, mate. I'm like, no, I don't. It's just not practical for me to have a dog. I do a lot of travelling. They come with you. That's the idea. They come with you. I'm like, I know they come with you, but what I'm saying is, you know, it's not practical because I do a lot of travelling and stuff with gigs and that kind of thing. And can you imagine, I've talked about the young'un's van before, you know, trying to squeeze three of us in a van, in our tiny van, is ridiculous enough in itself without a bloody dog in there as well. The other thing with guide dogs as well is the great thing about using a cane is that when I've finished using it, I can just fold it up and put it in my bag. You can't really do that with a dog. Trust me, I've tried. The RSPCA were absolutely livid, and it cost an absolute fortune getting my bag cleaned. I mean, I might consider getting a guide dog if I could just fold it up and stick it in my bag when I don't want it, and it'll just keep quiet. But I don't think that's really going to happen, unless guide dogs have some initiative where they start breeding Labradors with David Blaine. So it's got the staying power to just fold up and be in a bag for hours on end, without food or water, or needing to go to the toilet. And then in the background, I could hear the most weird song that the taxi driver was listening to. It was like he was listening to, I don't know, music for babies. All the way through, it was just going, Gucci, Gucci, goo, Gucci, goo, Gucci, Gucci, goo, Gucci, Gucci, goo, Gucci, goo, Gucci, Gucci, goo. And sort of an American rapper doing the rapping, but he was saying Gucci, Gucci, goo. And I was like, are we listening to some weird hip-hop baby album or something? But apparently, according to the taxi driver, it was Justin Timberlake. And I've found out the song. I've listened to the song since. It doesn't sound as bad, but it essentially does go on about Gucci, Gucci, goo. I'm not quite sure what he's talking about. I haven't really studied the song. And we'll end with a little bit of this weird Justin Timberlake song going Gucci, Gucci, goo, which I was listening to in the taxi and getting rather distracted with, thinking, what the bloody hell is he listening to? Like something like listening to some weird album like Hip Hop for Babies. But I think there's something to be said for Hip Hop for Babies. Bar Bar Black Sheep. It could be a song about the mistreatment of black sheep. Kind of like NWA for sheep, talking about maybe how the farmers mishandle the black sheeps in comparison to the white sheeps, and how the white sheep get preferential treatment. Hickory Dickory Dr. Dre. Maybe you could have. Well, I mean, obviously you'd have Ding Dong Bell, Pussy in the Well. A bit too adult, maybe, for the baby hip-hop album. Blinger Blinger Roses. Oh, yes. Come on, check me out. This is extra now. This wasn't even what I was planning on talking about. Any other ideas for hip-hop nursery rhymes? Get in touch. And now I'm going to leave you with a bit of this weird Justin Timberlake song. Thank you for listening. I'll be back for Dollop 308 tomorrow. Goodbye. Kill me with that cool. She kill me with that coochie, 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 huh? She kill me with that coochie.